Among those missionary men and women who have helped to spread the message of the gospel to the furthest corners of the world, the Pope mentioned in particular a young priest who set out for East Africa a century and a half ago and whose feast day falls this Wednesday, October the 10th.
I believe the seed of what he left is determination to die, if needed, for the spreading of the gospel in Africa.
In 1857, the young Italian father, Daniel Comboni, set out with four other priests and a layman for the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Despite the enormous difficulties he encountered, he persevered with the missionary effort that is still evident in the work carried out by members of his order today. Father Renato Kitsito runs a Centre for Peace Education, as well as several homes for street children in Nairobi, Kenya.
Daniel Comboni, I think we can say in short, is an Italian priest in the middle of the 19th century, born in 1831, who got fascinated by Africa and he wanted to bring the gospel to Africa. And in this enterprise, he did not spare any effort, and he died in Africa. He literally gave his life for Africa.
In particular, it was Sudan.
His greatness. In Sudan, yes. He was the first bishop of Central Africa, was called his diocese. It was an enormous diocese. When he was given the diocese, nobody knew exactly the boundaries of the diocese. Most probably a good part also, even of present Kenya, was included in that diocese. He never reached the boundaries of the diocese. He died before of exhaustion and trying his best to spread the gospel in Africa.
And what was his legacy?
When he died, apparently there was no legacy because things seems to collapse. Just about 1 year after he died, there was the Mahdi Revolution and everything was basically destroyed. And the few missionaries that were working with him were taken as slaves, literally as slaves. Some spent 10 years in slavery. And his tomb was profanated, his ashes thrown around, so everything seems to be destroyed. But I believe the seed of what he left was his determination to die, if needed, for the spreading of the gospel in Africa. I think that it was what grew up, what was picked up by the missionaries that followed and kept his spirit alive.
And now the Combonis are all over the world.
Yes, almost everywhere. Yes.
How many are you?
I think about 1,700, 1,800. Must be in that range. It's not a very big order, but I think it's one of those that are only missionary orders. We are one of the most numerous.
And you have so many Italians among you, I think.
Well, we are decreasing very fast because those of my generation, those who joined the seminary, the Comboni missionary in the 60s, for instance, now they are getting old very fast. And then afterwards, the Italians diminished enormously. I believe, in my year, we were there in 1970, there were about 40 Italian Comboni missionaries ordained. I believe this year we will have in Italy 5 or 6 ordinations, maybe even less. So the number of Italians is diminishing very fast. And we have more and more people coming from Latin America, from Africa, and also from Asia. Now there are a few coming up. So the proportion is changing very, very quickly.
Comboni Father Renato Kitsito talking to Tracy McClure.